Books on Tape presents FDR by Gene Edward Smith. Read by Mark Cashman. He lifted himself from his wheelchair to lift this nation from its knees. Mario Cuomo. Preface. Three presidents dominate American history. George Washington, who founded the country, Abraham Lincoln, who preserved it, and Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who rescued it from economic collapse and then led it to victory in the greatest war of all time. Elected for an unprecedented four terms, Roosevelt proved the most gifted American statesman of the 20th century. When he took office in 1933, one-third of the nation was unemployed. Agriculture lay destitute. Factories were idle. Businesses were closing their doors, and the banking system teetered on the brink of collapse. Violence lay just beneath the surface. The Hoover administration had deployed tanks and tear gas to drive a bedraggled remnant of World War I veterans, the bonus marchers, from Washington, but otherwise appeared incapable of responding to the crisis. Roosevelt seized the opportunity. He galvanized the nation with an inaugural address. "The only thing we have to fear is fear itself," that ranks with Lincoln's second inaugural. Declared a banking holiday to restore confidence in the nation's banks, and initiated a flurry of legislative proposals to put the country back on its feet. Under FDR's energetic leadership, the government became an active participant in the economic life of the nation. More important.